Oh, baby. No, I know. That absolutely sucks. I'm so sorry. I've been hearing it. It's been like 10 minutes. I know. Have you tried anything to make him go away? Oh. I haven't had hiccups in forever. I'm trying to think. What do I do when I get hiccups? Try holding your breath. Yeah, you have to like inhale from your nose, like yeah, and then hold your breath for like 20 seconds if you can. Wait, did you start again? No, I think if you hiccup in between, that doesn't count. Yeah, you gotta, and then hold it. What else works? What else works? I mean, I could try to scare you. Yeah, I'd have to like, yeah. I mean, allegedly. I think it's because you gasp. Maybe gasp. Yeah, like gasp if you're like you're afraid. You know, like a, no, like you, like you're actually afraid. No, that wasn't. That's not how you. Maybe I watch horror movies with you. I know how you gasp. It's more of like a, yeah. Is it, you just can't do it because you're thinking about it. All right. No, I don't think I could scare you. How would I scare you? Like what? Go behind a wall and like pop out? Like how would I genuinely scare you? I don't know. Oh, that actually does work here. Well, for two reasons. One, you need to drink water anyway, and two. Yeah, small steps. Like, if it's cold, which I think, let me see, is it cold enough? Yeah, it should be cold enough. Yeah, like, take tiny steps. I don't know, like, three tiny steps really quick. These really don't want to go away, do they? No, baby, don't think like that. No, because they will go away. No, the second you start being like, well, there was a girl I read and she had hiccups for 30 years, that's not gonna be you. That's not gonna be you, no. You're not even gonna have hiccups for more than, I was gonna say a couple more minutes. We're gonna figure this out. I'm not gonna let you have perpetual hiccups. That's not happening. No, I refuse to. Let me think. I mean, if it's still happening by tonight, I'm gonna have to scare you. I'm gonna have to find a way to jump scare you. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna wait till you're in a position where, oh yeah, that does scare you. Yeah, if I come up behind you really quietly, listen to music very loudly, and then I can jump scare you. I guess so. You're gonna have to wait in like an hour. Well, hopefully they'll be gone by then. Hold your breath. Oh, there's the triple breath. So there's a thing where you like inhale through your nose. You go. And then you inhale again. And then you inhale like one more time. And then you hold that. For like as long as you can. And then you let it go through your nose and then see. It's probably the hiccups coming between. All right. No, like literally do it again. Yeah, because the hiccup interrupted it. That doesn't count. You gotta. Yeah. Did it work? You haven't hiccuped? It's looking promising. No, exhale. You can exhale. Oh my god, did we? Oh my fucking god damn it. Oh my god, the second you think. No, we're not giving up. They say, like, inhaling in, like, a bag. Yeah, like, hyperventilating into a bag, blowing up a balloon. I don't have a balloon. No. But a bag, we can like, I mean, it doesn't have to be a paper bag. I don't know. I feel like any bag counts. Just, yeah, here. All right. And then just like, yeah. And then just like, I guess hyperventilate into it. Oh, that is not working. The bag is not inflating. I feel like it has to. No, we're not on a plane. The bag should inflate. I feel like we've done all the best ofs. Right? What are we missing here? I mean, no, I refuse to believe that scaring is the only option. There's a thing about being, like, going upside down. Yeah, I mean, we could try it. It's like you do, like, a handstand and then, I guess, take 3 deep breaths. I don't know. Yeah, some of these hiccup remedies are literally insane. They feel like they're, like, such, like, stretches. Like, yeah. They're, like, next is, like, hop on 1 foot and rub your belly and pat your head. No, I mean, I mean, apparently it works. I've never tried it, mostly because I don't think I could do an unassisted handstand. I mean, I've done it probably against the wall, but not to cure hiccups. Yeah, handstand, not like a hiccup cure. Yeah, all right, here. No. So, like, you can get down, and then I'll just, like, wheelbarrow you up. All right, you good? All right, here, let me get you. All right, no, I got you. I got you. You're okay. Here. Shit, let me so that if you fall, you fall back. There you go. How does this feel? Oh shit, you're slipping. Alright. Okay, now you gotta do the breaths. There you go. 1, 2, 3. But like as deep as you can. I got you. Here, let me. Yeah, I got like most, yeah. You're barely handstanding. I'm literally just holding you on your legs. I mean, maybe. Do you want me to just lift you higher and see if I can shake the hiccups out of you? All right. No, you got to do the breaths. Yeah. How do you feel? Do you feel hiccup free? I mean, I can keep holding you up like this if you need me to. You know, I'm gonna lower back down to the. You're good. There you go. I don't hear any hiccups. Maybe. If that seriously worked, then we are. Oh my god! Every time you get hiccups, I'm gonna have to hold you upside down. Is that the solution? Is that what we're learning? Oh my god! I hope not. I hope that's. I mean, for your sake, I hope it's over. Oh my god! I think they're gone. Oh, but that seriously can't be the solution for hiccups. That's what I was going to say in medical textbooks, yeah. If you have hiccups, have your boyfriend hold you, suspend you upside down, and shake them out of you while you take deep breaths. Okay, well, I'm glad. Oh my god, I'm glad we found a solution. I guess so. I guess every time, baby, if you have hiccups next time, just come get me and I'll just pick you up and shake you until your hiccups go away. I can't believe that was the answer. Did that actually... Of course you're welcome. That's actually insane. No, I literally can't get over that. That's so funny that it actually worked. I was spitballing at that point. I was like, yeah. Well, in a few more suggestions, I'd be making things up. Yeah, and I've been like, you know what we should do? We should go on a car ride, and you gotta stick your head out and open your mouth and see if it... Yeah, if it pushes the hiccups out, I don't know. I'm glad that worked. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't start making solutions in desperation. No, because I wasn't going to let you have hiccups for years. That's crazy. That can't even be real. I hope that's not a real story. I hope it's like, yeah, I hope it's just internet lore and it's just like no one had it. Because that would, imagine going to sleep, that'd be terrible. I think the most I've had hiccups for is like hours. I've had like 2 or 3 hours of hiccups, and that was miserable. I can't imagine years. Years would... Well, I'm glad. I know. You were literally going to cry if you kept having them any longer. I'm glad it's over. It's over, baby. You're free. Of course. That's my job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My job's to take care of. Yeah, me too. No more hiccups. Yeah. Doctor's orders. Mm-hmm. Well, at least we know what to do when you get them again. Yeah, just come find me and I'll shake him out of you. Or yeah, or I'll just jump scare you. Yeah, just call out from him. Just be like, baby, I have hiccups, and then I'll jump scare you and see if that works. Yeah. Either one. You're welcome, Bubba. Of course. Anytime, baby.